Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia upheld the Buffalo School Board's application to remove Carl Paladino as a member of the board. Paladino drew attention for making racially charged comments about President Obama and his wife Michelle in a Buffalo newspaper last December. But the actual charges against him were for leaking sensitive information to the press from a closed-door session of the board. In the decision, Elia writes that those actions were a willful violation of the law. The attorney for the school board, Frank Miller, says justice has been done.
And that the message has been sent that no one, regardless of their station in life, is above the law.
Commissioner Elia rejected Paladino's contention that he was trying to get information about fraud and corruption within the board out to the media, saying that is not a defense. Jay Warona, general counsel and deputy executive director for the New York State School Boards Association, says Elia upheld established law.
There's consistency, there's conformity, and we're pleased about that.
The president of the Buffalo School Board, Barbara Seals Nevergold, says Paladino, who often clashed with other board members, was a disruptive force on the board. She says she hopes that things will now settle down.
We're looking forward to being able to move forward without the distractions that have accompanied his behavior so that we can get back to the work of this district.
The education commissioner issued the decision in a week where racial divisions have been highlighted in the U.S. A white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia on August 12th left 3 people dead. During the hearing, Paladino brought up the racist comments himself. He apologized, saying there was no excuse for the remarks and that he had brought shame on his family. But Paladino's lawyers claim that the school board was retaliating against Paladino for his remarks by filing the charges that he leaked board private information. They argued that Paladino's First Amendment right to free speech was violated. Commissioner Elia found that Paladino did not prove that he was subjected to retribution from the board. She writes there's no evidence that his right to free speech has been chilled or otherwise impaired. Paladino attorney Dennis Vacco disagrees. He says he's terribly disappointed with the decision and is filing an appeal in state Supreme Court.
I've had a chance to review this decision with Mr. Paladino, and he has instructed me to move forward with an Article 78 proceeding, which essentially is an appeal of this administrative decision.
Vacco says he thinks it's excessive to remove a twice-elected public official, and he says Paladino did not leak the information about the teacher contract talks until 3 months after the private board meeting occurred and after the contract had already been ratified. Vacco, who is the former state attorney general, says he thinks Commissioner Elia's decision was politically motivated.
It's curious to me that just last night at the regularly scheduled Board of Education meeting, there was another demonstration with folks showing up trying to now link what happened in Virginia to Carl. It's a little curious to me that just a day after those very vocal protests at the Board of Ed meeting, that this decision comes out.
Paladino has also filed a federal lawsuit saying that his First Amendment rights were violated in the removal proceedings. Vacco says he believes the ouster of his client from the school board will actually bolster Paladino's case in federal court. Under the Education Department ruling, Paladino is banned from seeking re-election to the school board for a year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.